From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Energy company BP says a second oil collection system is now working in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's burned more than 1,200 barrels of oil from the broken well. That's in addition to the containment cap BP dropped on top of the well earlier this month. Both methods are supposed to capture as much as 28,000 barrels of oil every day, but federal officials estimate as much as 60,000 barrels are actually pouring into the Gulf daily. This is sure to come up during today's testimony on Capitol Hill. NPR's Giles Snyder reports BP's chief executive officer, Tony Hayward, will speak to lawmakers.
Hayward will be giving testimony before House lawmakers looking into the events that led up to the deadly explosion at the Deepwater Horizon oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. The blast killed 11 workers, and BP is still struggling to contain the oil that's been gushing into the Gulf ever since. If what happened earlier this week is any indication, lawmakers are not in the mood to give Hayward an easy time. BP America's chief, Lamar McKay, and executives from other major oil companies face sharp questions from House lawmakers. The other executives tried to distance themselves from BP, saying they would have drilled differently, but they face criticism for having the same response plans as BP's. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The chairman of BP's board, Carl-Henrik Svanberg, is apologizing not only for the oil spill, but for a remark he made describing some of the victims of the oil spill.
He is frustrated because he cares about the small people, and we care about the small people.
Svanberg, who is Swedish, says his small people remark was a clumsy one. He says BP is committed to working with all victims of the disaster. His statements came after he met President Obama at the White House. BP has agreed to create an escrow fund with $20 billion in it to compensate victims and suspend dividends to investors for the rest of the year. Closing arguments are over in the federal case involving California's law banning same-sex marriage. People who want to ban same-sex marriage say the Supreme Court sees marriage as an institution to bring up children. Lawyer Austin Nimricks says voters in California have already spoken on this matter.
Over 7 million voters in California chose to restore the definition of marriage in California, what it has been from the very beginning, as one man and one woman. They believe that that's the best environment for children, and their collective voices are constitutional and should be upheld and not overturned by a single judge.
Opponents of the law say it's discriminatory. Vicki Zaleski, who married her female partner, says same-sex marriage poses no threat to anybody.
Prop 8 just hurts. It hurts me. It hurts my spouse. It just hurts. Our being married doesn't hurt anyone.
District Court Chief Judge Don Walker will rule on the matter. His decision is expected to be appealed. A tropical storm warning is posted for parts of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says a tropical depression has formed off the southern Mexican Pacific coast. This is NPR. The U.S. plans to impose a new round of sanctions against Iran, targeting financial entities and people suspected of helping Iranian officials build the country's nuclear program. Iran insists its nuclear program is only for peaceful, civilian uses. The United States disagrees, and the United Nations Security Council is now moving to impose other international penalties. Tough talk on European debt is on the agenda today for the opening of the European Union summit. As Frank Browning reports, Britain's decision to stay away from the euro could block serious planning.
Jobs, deficits, and bank bailouts are the key issues facing European leaders. While this spring's rescue of the failing Greek economy forced the EU to cough up nearly $1 trillion to shore up the euro, worry continues over other potential failures, particularly in Spain and Portugal. All of which has led to calls for tighter scrutiny of each member nation's budgets and harder enforcements of rules against deficits. Both Spain and France have announced massive spending cuts this week aimed at bringing their deficits under control, with bitter complaints from unions that are organizing national strikes. In response, the summit will consider a 10-year job creation program and a new bank tax that could fund future bank bailouts. The major question is whether Britain, which has long objected to having its finances controlled by continental powers, will go along. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Stock markets were mixed today in Asia. The Nikkei average in Japan fell 0.7%. Investors were able to take profits gained from trading the day before, when the Nikkei jumped 1.8%. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong rose. So did markets in Taiwan and South Korea. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.